Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. We're going to continue talking about being an overcomer in a crazy upside-down world. Yes, it is clear from Scripture that God has called us to be triumphant, to prevail in life over every obstacle, to be what the Bible calls an overcomer. Today, we're going to begin by reading a very powerful passage in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Listen to this. John says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Why did they overcome? He says, because, here's the reason. You have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. If you read just above that, he's talking about the Antichrist and how the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. But he says, you have overcome them. And I'll paraphrase it like this, because you've got the real Christ in you. You've got the spirit of the real Christ in you. And greater is the one who is in you than he who is in the world. In the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, God was with his people. And that is a wonderful thing. And there are so many promises. Probably the one most people would be familiar with is Psalm 23, verse 4, where David said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Isaiah 41:10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you." And so, what a wonderful covenant promise for God to be continually with his people. But in the new covenant, God takes his relationship, his corresponding relationship with us to a whole new level, where he is not only with us, but now he dwells in us. Jesus spoke directly of this in the Gospel of John, verse 17. He was talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit and referred to the one. He said, "I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper." King James says another comforter. Greek word is parakletos, and it means one called alongside to help. He will send you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, listen, for he dwells with you and will be in you. He dwells with you now, Jesus said, but he will be in you. When did the "will be in you," when did that take place? Well, on the day of Pentecost, because when Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit descended. And he even said in John chapter 16, he said, "It is to your advantage that I go away." And so when Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, that ultimate place of authority and power, he sent back the Holy Spirit, which is called the Spirit of God. In Acts, he's also called the Spirit of Jesus. Paul refers to him as the Spirit of Christ. And the Holy Spirit came, and now, beginning on the day of Pentecost, God was no longer just with his people. Now he was also in his people. No wonder those early Christians, we read about that in spite of the persecutions, they were filled with joy, because now in this new covenant, which they were experiencing, Almighty God is dwelling in them. Wow. I remember... Let me tell you a little story. As a kid growing up, I was very backward, very bashful, very shy. I won't go into detail, but just to tell you that. So as I got older, I knew that God had called me to the ministry. And I think this was probably after I had preached, maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 sermons or maybe more. I don't know. It's been so many years ago. But here's what I do know. And I know that this was, I call it a mini vision from God. I saw myself in this vision with these bands like all around my midriff, around my chest and my stomach, and these, it was like these steel bands were holding me in. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, when you come out, I come. And what I saw was that the Holy Spirit, He works through us. He works through our personalities. He comes in to us and He mingles with our unique personalities, who we are. And the only way He can come out is when we come out. And so God was telling me, hey, throw away the shyness, throw away the backwardness. I am in you now, and I want to come out, but I can only come out if you will come out. Wow. So my friends, greater is the one who is in you than he who is in the world. And he's not going to make you into a robot, some kind of a mechanical machine. No, you're a real living human being made in the image and likeness of God. You have a will. You make choices. And yes, we're to totally trust in Him, yield our lives to Him, but we have to, in faith, come out and believing that He's going to come out through us. Hallelujah. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Let me give you another example from life. This was back in the early days of our marriage. It was 1984. We had moved from Canada to North Texas, and we were leasing a house. It was a new house in Grand Prairie, Texas, and not renting, we were leasing. That was the word on the contract, because we were leasing with an option to buy, and a portion of the rent was going towards the down payment when we came to the place we were ready to sign the purchase agreement. Well, 1 month came, and we did not have the money to pay the lease that month, the rent. We were $300 short, and it was very clear in the lease, which was owned by a large corporation that owned properties all over the United States. It was very clear in the lease that if it was not paid by, I think it was the 5th, you would be evicted. And so I went to prayer. And I was sitting on the floor talking to God. This would probably be 1985. And I was talking about things that I knew about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit back to take His place with His disciples. And the Holy Spirit has come to be to us everything that Jesus would be if He were here in His physical body. And I was saying this, I was saying, Holy Spirit, if Jesus was here, He would show me how to deal with this, where to get the money to pay our lease. Because when Peter needed money to pay his taxes, Jesus showed him what to do. And Holy Spirit, you have come to take the place of Jesus and to be everything to us that He would be if He were here. As I'm sitting on the floor talking like this, all of a sudden, I sense the Holy Spirit begin to flow. And the thought, very, very strong impression came to me to go to their national, maybe international, corporate headquarters, which I had never been to. We signed the lease at one of their, I guess you'd call it a small branch office in Arlington, Texas. But they had they were in a large high-rise office building, their corporate headquarters in Las Colinas, which is a high-scale business district here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so God told me to go there and ask them for some remuneration for some problems in the house. And it was things that I would never have complained about myself. There was just a small patch of wallpaper missing from one of the bathrooms. There was a fan that moved when it was running, and there was just a little tick. And then there was a little drip in one of the hydrants, faucets in the house. And so I heard the Holy Spirit impress me to go over to their corporate headquarters and ask them for remuneration for those problems. And again, they were not something I myself would have complained about. But I said to Sue, I told her what I had heard. And see, I'm talking about greater is He who is in you. See, I had something I needed to overcome. And the greater one was in me. And He has infinite wisdom, limitless power. He knows how to get you through any and every situation. And so we drove over to their headquarters. So they were on the 14th floor. So I went to the 14th floor. there's a receptionist met me and told her what I wanted. So she sent me to somebody else. And this person said, well, I don't have any authority to do that. So then she sent me to one of the vice president's office. So I go into this large plush office of one of the vice presidents of this large corporation and sit down. And he says, what can I do for you? So I said, well, I'm leasing one of your houses and I've got some problems and I think I should have some financial remuneration for it. And I told him what they were. And I was, you know, of course, I wasn't angry about it or anything. I'm just acting on out of obedience. And so I told them what the problems were. And I said, I think I should have some financial remuneration. Now, I had come there prepared to ask for $300. Well, he didn't put up any kind of argument. He didn't say, we'll send somebody to check it out. Before I got around to asking him for $300, he said, would you be willing to take $500 for your problems? And I acted real cool and calm. I said, yeah, I'd be willing to do that. So I walked out of that office, and it had been so easy, so simple. I walked out of that office with $500, $300 to cover our lease, and still had $200 extra to put in my pocket. How did that happen? Because greater is He. You see, the wisdom to do that, it didn't come from my mind. It came out of my spirit. It came from the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in us. Let me read that again, First John 4:4. You should memorize this. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. The greater one is in you. The one in you is greater than any problem, any challenge that you are facing. Let the greater one rise up. Nurture a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Walk in faith, trusting in Him every day. I heard the late David Yonggi Cho, who, along with his mother-in-law, they built, pastored the largest church in the world. Yoida Full Gospel Church. I visited there in 1988. Had the pleasure of meeting him, and spent a week there. But I heard him say that he wakes up every morning, acknowledging the presence of the Holy Spirit in him, and that he says something like, "Holy Spirit, you are the senior partner. You're the senior pastor, and you and I are going to accomplish great things for the kingdom of God today." Yes, nurture sensitivity to the greater one who is in you, because He is the one that will cause you to always triumph in Christ Jesus. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out the bookstore, articles. If you want to communicate with us, you and I, our emails are right there on our pictures on the homepage. And I look forward to seeing you next time.